What's up, loves? This is Love or Obsession. I'm the host, Queen. Hey, y'all. How is everyone feeling? How y'all doing? I'm feeling better, y'all. Y'all probably could tell I don't have a poker face or a poker actions. How I'm feeling be written all over my face, but I hope everyone is well, doing good. I got my first COVID-19 vaccine. I can't wait for the second one. For real, like when I originally was supposed to get it, I was sick. I had cold and flu like symptoms, and they like, "Nah, baby, you just stay at home now. Don't show up with that shit." But nah, I got my first shot. Can't wait for the second one so we can just move forward into greatness shit. Instead of frowning, we go smile. Instead of reacting, we go be calm and give people the benefit of the doubt. The lesson for this week will be humble, be kind. And happy Mother's Day, y'all. Y'all know today is not a regular Love or Obsession drop day. I usually don't drop episodes on Sundays, but this is a special bonus episode, a Mother's Day episode. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms here or gone. Happy Mother's Day, y'all. I'm so grateful for life right now. My heart is full. I went out for a bit last night, you guys, with my cousin Gina. She invited me out for a little bit and introduced me to some lovely ladies, you know, all professional women, officers of the law, traveling nurses. You know, those my girls, the traveling nurses. They travel from city to city administering the COVID-19 vaccine to people. Ebony and Ebony, ladies, they from Cleveland. So shout out to Cleveland. Shout out to the Chi-Town ladies that I met yesterday that was in attendance. 290 Shouty, you know who you are. But yeah, I call her the organizer, 290 Shouty. She's the organizer. She know how to bring people together. I love beautiful professional women, you guys. I love ratchet hood rat hoes too. No, for real though. Let me quit playing. So today's story is heartbreaking. It talks about a son's love for his mother. With this story, I'm going to tell it how it was presented in the news. And just add my own thoughts. And that's just out of respect for the family, because this is a modern living family who's living with this story of love and loss. So I'm going to just be respectful. So with that being said, let's get into the story. The story today is about Earl Valentine Jr. Resources for this story comes from a Washington Post article and a Crime Watch Daily documentary. Okay, so this is September 2016 in North Carolina, where we at. Keisha Valentine went to bed. She locked up the house and even had her added measures. A 2x4 piece of wood fixated on the door in a way that if someone came through the door, the wood would one, prevent easy access, or two, make a noise that's loud enough to wake people up in the home. My grandparents used to have a 2x4 on the back door. That's old school right there, y'all. Now it's all type of, nowadays it's all type of alarms and chimes and bells and ring and stuff like that when you open the doors to the house. Even though people still try to manipulate stuff, that kind of stuff too, by not closing the door all the way, or, you know, so if the door not closed all the way, next time you open it or push it open, it won't make that doors open or that chime, or y'all know what I'm talking about. So getting back into Keisha's home, she and her son, Earl Valentine III, who was 15 and who was the man of the house, were the only two people home. Keisha has a daughter, Debonay Valentine. She was away at college. That's why she wasn't home. Keisha was a divorcee. That's why Earl III was the man of the house. The family moved to North Carolina from Virginia when Keisha left her husband and the kid's father, Earl Valentine Jr. So Keisha and Earl III in bed sleeping. It's a little past midnight. I think it's closer to 1 a.m. And Keisha is awakened by that makeshift alarm. Now, we set traps like that for added protection. Never in years do we expect to hear someone trying to break into our doors, okay? So when she heard that thump on the floor, I can only imagine what was going through her mind. But that's what Keisha heard. She said that thump was so loud. Keisha said that it sounded like the door caved in. So she gets out of bed and makes her way down to the hall to inspect the noise and instantly gets shot in the chest. Boom. She said it was so dark she couldn't see nothing, but as she was shot, she turned to get back to her room for shelter, but the gunman followed her and continued to shoot her multiple times, 5 in total. Now, I'm gonna pause right here to say that Keisha, girl, ma'am, it's like she totally didn't expect danger or something. Like, this was like a true sneak attack, because she hears a loud noise, gets out of bed, and goes to see what's to it. No gun, no weapon, no flashlight or nothing. Like, true, it is her home. She probably can maneuver in the dark. And yeah, she probably didn't expect danger. Something could have fell in the kitchen. I don't know if they had an animal or anything, any pets. You know, cats usually be mischievous through the night. I don't know. I haven't had a cat in a long time. Earl III could have been sneaking in or out the house, because that's what teenagers do sometimes. I don't know. It could have been anything non-threatening or dangerous, but it was. And I have to say, I have stuff rigged up in my home in case somebody think they go come and hurt me or my kids in my home. You know, they gonna be in for a damn rude awakening, because home invasions is a big fear, man. I read so many true crime stories of people being asleep and waking up to a stranger standing over them, or being shot in their sleep. I cannot. Like, my sister and my kids' dad, they laugh at me all the time, y'all, when I demonstrate my tactics. And Hitler Phil, y'all, he be talking about, you got it all mapped out, huh? Yes, I do. If anybody comes into your home, make sure they will regret it, okay? So I sure the fuck do got everything mapped out, y'all. I got my little MacGyver moves, too. Now, trying to come into my house and trying to hurt me is a big no-no, okay? But, yeah, Keisha was brave. And as you will see, her son, Earl III, was a very brave, strong, and courageous young man as well. He heard the commotion in the house, and he too got out of bed, and he was trying to protect his mom. And as he exited his room, the gunman then turned the gun and fired on young 15-year-old Earl III. And he was smart, loving young man who loved his mom and loved his sister very dearly. When Keisha made it into her room, her legs gave out and she instantly collapsed. She recalls thinking, I'm about to die on this floor. As she lays there, to her horror and her surprise, she hears her son, Earl III, speaking. Now, the gunman is gone. And now it's just, the gunman is gone. Just as quick as he busted in the door, he's gone. Keisha hears Earl III speaking, and he called 911. He says he and his mom has just been shot. Now, he said it loud and clear, but he had to repeat himself, because the dispatcher goes say, excuse me. And he says it again. Me and my mother has just been shot. And the dispatcher repeats that. You and your mother has just been shot. And that bothered me. I'm like, oh, God damn. Like, how many times y'all got to go through this before you know, because I just don't like that. Like, and Earl III was calm. He was trying to cling on to life. And when I don't feel good, all I want is to feel better, you know. But all that repeating the same shit that dispatcher was on, that would have got her snapped on. You and your mama has just been shot. I would have been like, what the fuck did I just say? No, I'm just playing. It's, I don't know what I would have did in a situation. Like, I've never been shot before, you guys. And thank God, you know, hopefully don't no harm ever come my way like that. Look, I know we all have a job to do, and I'm never one to tell people how to do their job. No, I just laugh, because I always feel like I have to tell someone how to do their job. Like, nobody care about providing good customer service anymore. And for me, customer service is everything. Like, I just don't get it. Some people do such a poor job. I just be wanting to do the shit for them. Like, don't even worry about it. Like, you don't seem to give a shit at all. Just let me handle it. But whatever. Okay. So police is dispatched within minutes to Keisha's home. Police walk up to the house. The door was open. Earl III and Keisha was both rushed away to the hospital. The scene at Keisha's home was a bloody one filled with bullet holes everywhere. Police was trying immediately to figure out who would unleash such an attack on a mother and a child. But they didn't have to wonder long because this was not a random act of violence. The gunman went on Facebook Live to confess to the shooting and murder because, sad to say, Earl III didn't survive his gunshot wounds. He died protecting his mother from his father because the gunman was Earl Valentine Jr., ex-husband of Keisha and father of her children. And what's extra sad was that Earl III saw his dad. He knew that it was his dad that shot him, because he said that in his 911 call, like, "My dad shot us." So Earl Valentine Jr. goes live on Facebook to say that he killed his ex-wife and she got what she had coming. I didn't see the whole video of his confession, but from the parts that I did see, he didn't even acknowledge the fact that he shot his son or murdered his son. And I'm not sure if Earl Valentine Jr. had mental illness or if he was just bad off them drugs or something. Because Keisha's daughter recalled a time where her dad put a gun to her head demanding money for drugs. Now, this may have been a major reason why Keisha left Earl Jr. in the first place, moving from Virginia to North Carolina. And Keisha had family in North Carolina as well. In his confession video, Earl Jr. proceeded to say that Keisha lied on him, drug him all the way down to nothing, had warrants out against him, and that he's been very sick for months, meaning sick in the head, I guess, as he made plans to commit this tragedy. See, people be too caught up on vengeance, but vengeance is mine, said the Lord. We have to let that hate go, let that hurt go, because it never ends good, and this goal always ends you up in a dangerous, dark place. So if you want to come closer to the light, you have to find some type of happiness and find a way to move on, because no one wins when the family feuds. And that's that Jay-Z, y'all. But miles away at Debonair's college campus, her father's picture was plastered everywhere. The school was on lockdown because no one knew where Earl Jr. was at this time after the shooting. And he could have been on his way to shoot, you know, his daughter next. But Debonair didn't have to worry about that because Earl Jr. was cornered by police at a motel in Columbia, South Carolina. I'm sorry, y'all. I don't have that exact. I seen it. I don't know if I read Columbus or Columbia. But he was cornered at a motel in South Carolina. He shot and killed himself. And at the hospital, okay, yeah, so Earl Valentine Jr. shot and killed himself after he shot and unleashed that attack on his ex-wife and his son. Okay, and now at the hospital, Keisha, she's in and out of consciousness. She's desperately seeking news of the condition of her son. She hears the news that Earl III didn't make it, and she's crushed. Keisha survived but was left paralyzed with the bullet still lodged in her spine. And this story was ultra sad and tragic. I think I saw something about the story before, but nothing major like during the time that it occurred. But I couldn't recall. And a lot of times when it comes to things that I've seen and heard before, I just need to jog my memory a bit. If I ever ask you to refresh my memory, it's not trying to be no type of way, like, you know, make me remember you or nothing like that. It's just I have a lot of things going on in my head. So if I ask you to just refresh my memory to recall a certain event or a date, just refresh my memory, make me remember you, you know. But thank you guys so much for tuning in and listening. I hope you guys enjoyed this bonus episode. To help me, please rate and review Love or Obsession and follow the podcast, you guys. I love you guys. Please tune in Tuesday for a new episode. Just follow Love or Obsession podcast. Anywhere you listen, and you'll be notified whenever a new episode drop, like this one, Sunday today. And you know, not a regular drop day for me, but you can find pictures on Instagram at Love or Obsession Podcast. Please send all messages and suggestions to loveorobsessionpodcast@gmail.com, you guys. The website is still coming very, very soon. Please stay on the lookout for that. It's Queen, you guys. I love you guys. Peace out.